bad. But I know one thing. Money will not redeem your soul. Money, you cannot buy your soul. You cannot buy salvation. You cannot buy Jesus Christ. Praise God. But He has paid the price. He has paid the price that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Praise God. You know, I'm a trying not to get too excited. But boy, that's so hard for me not to get excited when you're talking about the truth, about the Holy Ghost that abides within me. Praise God, in the same Holy Ghost is here today. We can have it. Praise God, because it is purchased with His blood. It is purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ. And praise God, that same altar, that same place where I knelt down and gave my life over to Christ. It's the same today. It takes the same today. I repented of my sins. I got baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And I got filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, about 39 years ago, praise. Hey, He's the same God. He's the same God. He's the same God. He purchased you. He bought you. He made you. And He made you over and over. Praise God. Because He is a wonderful God. And only He could do it. Praise God. You know, I know that Raymond's doing a mighty fine work. And praise God, Brother Grissomid, it's good. It's working. It's working. I can see. I mean, these youngins. Yes, praise God, I call them youngins. Don't tell them. But praise God, to me, they are. But anyway, I wish they could be out here where they could hear. I mean, not that I am anything. Brother Johnson, I'm nothing, but I know what God likes. I know what God wants. And praise God, they need to understand that the money is going to perish. Money is going to perish. It's not going to do us a bit of good. If we're not ready, Brother Hart, to meet the Savior, we're lost. If we're not ready to meet the Savior, we are lost. I mean, it's just that simple. Praise God, Raymond, there's nothing. There's nothing that you can touch. There's nothing. There's nothing that you can have. There's nothing here in this world that's not going to perish when Jesus comes again. Praise God, when He comes again, you're either ready or not. You're ready or not. Ready or not. I mean, it just reminds me of back when I was a child. Praise God, when we used to play a game, hide and seek. Praise God, a lot of you may not know what it is, but most of you do. Praise God, but say, ready or not, here I come. Well, that's what God's telling us. I mean, only thing of it is, this is serious business. This is serious business. This is life and death. Beside this, there is nothing else worth anything. We might as well just lay it all down if we're not ready to meet Him. Praise God. I want to read another scripture. I want to read in the book of Mark. Okay, let me back up. Let me back up to Ezekiel again. I'm sorry. Ezekiel 7 and 25. Brother, can you find that right quick?
Destruction cometh, and they shall seek peace, and there shall be none.
Okay, destruction cometh, and they shall seek peace, and there shall be none. Destruction, that's when he comes after the church, and if we go up, we've made it. But if we're still here, there's nothing. We can look for troubles. I mean, you think that we have troubles now. You wait till God receives the church up and he's gone and his spirit no longer stays here on this earth. Praise God. I just want you to open your eyes and open your ears that you can hear what the Word of God is trying to say. Brother Hart talked about Babylon being built and on this tar, like, what did you call it? Yeah, it's something that's going to burn forever. And this is all that you have to look for if you're not ready to meet God. If you don't go up when the church goes up, this is what you're going to find. Praise God. Let me read in Mark. Praise God. Mark 8:18. First, get my glass. Okay, yeah. Having eyes to see, ye not, and having ears to hear, ye not, and do you not remember? Do you not remember? Praise God. Do you not remember? Praise God. It's been preached. It's been taught. It's been preached again. Brother Hart's preached it. Brother Grissom's preached it. And it's been preached over and over that he's coming again. He's coming again. Make yourself ready. He's coming again after a bride. After a bride without spot or wrinkle or any such a thing. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. As I said before, ready or not, he's coming. Praise God. You know, saints of God, sometimes, you know, it's very easy to put things first before God. It's easy. Brother Grissom, Bubba, it's easy. Praise God, our houses, our family, our land, our cars, our whatever we have. It's easy to put, especially our family. But God says, forsake all and pick up your cross daily and follow me. He didn't mean just every week or when I think about it, I take this burden and carry it around. That's not what he said. He said daily, daily, and follow me. Daily and follow me. Oh, yes, I get excited. I get excited, praise God, when they say the name of Jesus. It's just that name, because I know without a shadow of a doubt that name, that above every name, that it's going to take me through, praise God, no matter what. If I'm prayed up and ready to go up, praise God, and I'm looking for his appearing, praise God. God, there's no reason why I should be left behind if I put him first. But praise God, I must put him first. Praise God with all that lies within me. Yes, Brother Grissom, I'm not bragging on self, but I believe in being faithful. I believe in being on time. I believe in being prayerful. Praise God. Me and the pastor, I was talking to him after prayer meeting. I was talking to him. I said something like this: prayer brings on praise. Prayer brings on praise. You don't have a whole lot of the other without prayer. Praise God. And praise breaks the yoke. Think about it. You're not in this race just for yourself. You're not in this race just for yourself. Saints of God, I think about this church constantly. I think about it constantly. And Bubba, I do. I think about them young people constantly. And I pray for them. I mean, I know that there's nothing that I can do. But I do know a God. I do know the God, the only true and living God. I do know that he hears and he answers our prayers if we pray sincere. Praise God. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise God. And I'm looking for great and wonderful things to happen in this church. It is. I don't have to look very far, but I can see, yeah, I can see that God is answering our prayers without a shadow of a doubt. Yes, that's my byword, without a shadow of a doubt. I know that this church is going places. It's going to make heaven. Going to make heaven. Praise God. I have been shown. You can believe it if you want to. But I have been shown. When I was right down here on my knees, God showed me that this is all full. Seats are setting out. I mean, I'm not saying this, Brother Grissom, to please you. To please Brother Hart. I'm not saying it to please Bubba or to please Raymond. I know. I saw when I was down on my knees, when I was down on my side. Oh, yes, Lord. When I was down on my knees, I saw the church full, running over, and praised God. And nothing. I may pass off of the scene. I don't know. Nobody knows. I may not be here. But I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. Praise God. They can say what they want to, do what they will. But praise God when you put God first. And praise God when you get down on your knees and you call upon that holy name of God. Praise God, you know that things are going to happen. It may not be like we want it, but it's going to be. Praise God, it's going to be right. No matter what we think, no matter what we do, but it's going to be God's way. Or no way. God's way. And all we have to do is be in the center of his master's will. Praise God. Just to be in the center of his will. That's not talking about putting job first, putting family first, putting your house first, or putting whatever first. It's putting him first. It's putting Him first. Whatsoever you want, Lord, shall I do. Whatsoever you want, Lord, I want to do. I want to do. Because I love you above measure. I love you above measure. We must have that love. We must show that love one for another. Praise God, because there is no other way to show that love one for another. Praise God. Brother Grissom, you got that? If you would, please.
But what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Praise God.
Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
What shall a man profit if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Nothing. He gains nothing. He'll lose it all. You had nothing when you came into this world, and you'll have nothing when you leave this world. Praise God, it don't matter what you try to hold on to. Praise God, you know, there's a lot of men that they have beautiful daughters. And Brother Grissom, you know what I'm talking about. And you want to hold on to them. You want to hold on to them. You don't want them to get married. You don't want your daughter to get married. I don't believe you do. But praise God, someday she'll get married. Someday, and he has to let go. He has to let go. That's the same way it is with God. We have to let go of the things that surround us. We have to have a love for Christ more than we even do our own soul, than we even do our own self, because our soul is in His hand. Our soul, our life is in His hand. And praise God, when we let go of it all and we put our arms, our spiritual arms around Christ, and we hold on, and we hold on, and we hold on. No matter what comes, or no matter what goes, we still hold on to the Almighty, because there is no other. He is the way, the truth, and the light. And beside Him, there is no Savior. He is the only way. Oh, saints of God, it's time and high time that we shake ourselves and go forward. Praise God, go forward. Praise God. Go ahead and read, man.
And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to be hated for the name of Jesus, just simply for the name of Jesus. It's not because you speak in tongues. It's not, that's a sign of the Holy Ghost. It's not because you do this. It's not because that you have a nice car. It's not because you live in a nice house. All these things are good. I mean, I'm not knocking any of it. But we have to hold on. We have to hold on to Christ. We have to know that we're hated of all men for His name's sake. In other words, when we go about talking about Jesus in Walmart, don't think it's strange if they start talking about you. Don't think it's strange. Praise God, on the job, if they start making fun of you, that's nothing. It's nothing, Bubba. It's nothing. Praise God, but He alone is worth it all. He is going to take you through. He is going to give you your healing. He is going to provide your need. Praise God. He is going to do what nothing or nobody else that can do. Praise God. How do I know? Because the Bible tells me so. It's just like that little song. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. And not only that, Brother Gary, I have experienced it. I have experienced healing. Oh, yes, I have. Oh, yes, I have. Brother Raymond, I have experienced healing. You just don't know. But I could tell you about it someday. Praise God. I could tell anybody about it. Praise God. Brother Arnold, praise God. And I have experienced being without. And God provided. God provided. Let me just tell you, I want to just tell you this little story. Praise God. When my baby, I don't know if I told it before here, I don't know, but I want to tell it again. When my baby was about 18 months old, how old is she? About 18 months old, that size. Praise God. He died. That's all you can say. He died. I couldn't pray. But the church prayed. And when the church started praying, the baby started smiling. He had already started turning blue, purple, just like that shirt that you got on there. He started turning purple. Purple. I mean, I'm not making this up. This is the truth. He started turning purple. And when the church started praying, the baby started smiling. Praise God. And he's alive forevermore. Praise God. He's still alive. He's still alive. And praise God. And I want to tell you one more thing. You know, when I got without, I lost my job. I got my leg hurt. I was crippled. The doctor said I wouldn't walk again. But God said I would. God said I would. And I am. It's not what they said. I am. And I don't have a bit of trouble with either leg. Praise God. Oh, just ask me. Praise God. And I know that God is the same. Sister Grissom, I'm not just talking about what God done in the Word of God. It's in there. But I just talking about what He done for me. And not only for me. Praise God. You know, I'm not telling you for any praise to me. God forbid. But we had our furniture, and we had it on credit, on time. And I got it paid down to $400, and I lost my job. They come and stripped the floor, even took the carpet off of the floor. They took it all. I had to almost beg for my baby's bed. But you know, God provided better than I had in the first place. And you know, I tell you something else. Praise God. And I know it's happened to most of you. Praise God. I was around just a whistling. And my mother-in-law said, "What do you got to whistle about?" I said, "I know my God. I know my God. And He's going to take me through." Praise God. And you know, that same baby, it was without milk. He was still on the bottle. And praise God. And I asked, and somehow there was milk set on my porch. Praise God. And I asked the milkman, "No, it's not. I didn't leave it there." I asked the neighbors, "No, it's not ours." I just said, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." You know, people wonder today what I have to shout about, what I have to praise God about, because I know that He's the same and He changes not. Whatever He done today, He will do tomorrow. Praise God. And all we have to do is put Him first. All we have to do is seek His face with all that lies within us. And I know that He'll provide our every need. Praise God. Praise God. Read, brother, if you will.
"But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world. It's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which, while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
Praise God. The love of money. You've heard it over and over and over again. Praise God. It's the love of it. It's not what it gets. It's not what it provides for. God expects you to work. He expects you to provide. Praise God. But there is thing. I mean, I've heard Brother Grissom say, if you get any more than what you can hold in your hand, let it get down in your heart. Let it get down in your heart. But you've got too much. You've got too much. Saints of God, all I want to say is, was that all that? Yes, sir. Okay, all I'm really trying to say is, praise God, let's put God first. Let's put God first. No matter what comes or what goes, and knowing that He'll take care of it all. Knowing that He'll take care of it all. Like I said in the beginning, that everything that you see and things that even that you cannot see, it's going to perish. It's going to perish. Where are you going to be when the trumpet sounds? Where are you going to be? Is there anything that's in between you and God? Saints, there's no time to fool around. There's no time to let down. Because one thing, you're not only doing it for yourself, you're doing it for your loved ones. You're doing it for your loved ones. We all have friends and loved ones that's out in the ways of the darkness of this world. What are we doing to get them in? And not only this, you know, I when I see a person, I see a soul. I see a soul. And I just ask myself, are they ready to meet God? Are they ready to meet God? Brother Johnson, when I see your son, I ask myself, is he ready to meet God? And I pray for him. I ask for him. I mean, I didn't mean, you know, not you alone, but Bubba and Raymond and myself, Sister Dixon, Brother Grissom, I'm sure, Brother Hart. We all have loved ones and friends that's lost. And saints of God, it's high time that we put God first and really understand that it's Him that we must please, and that we'll get down to really praying for the lost and dying world. Praise God. Because like I say, I don't just see my children, but I see others. I just close my eyes and I can see others that is lost and without God. There's backsliders by the droves out in this city alone. Out in this city alone without God. They know the way. But it's up to us to love them in, to love them back, to love them back, to love them back. Saints of God, I'm not just saying that. Just be saying, not take up time because I've took up too much time already. But I'm saying that we have to have a compassion for those that are lost, for those that are lost. Sometimes our pews has lost members on them. Praise God. You know, I'm so thankful. I mean, I don't want to mention any names, but I'm so thankful that this young lady's getting baptized tonight. I mean, that thrills me over and over. And I want to see them all. These youth, I want to see them come in. I want to see them come in. Just repent and be baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. There's no other plan. That is the plan of salvation. Is Acts 2 and 38. You know, they can say this, they can do this. And Brother Grissom, I never felt any more of the power of God than I did right in that little Baptist church. They are Baptists. That's what they say they are anyway. I felt the power of God. I felt, hey, I don't dance within myself. I don't move within myself. But neither am I bragging. But I felt the power of God so strong. So strong. And let me tell you something. It was only for one reason. And one reason only. Because I prayed for that service. I prayed for the choir. I prayed for the ensemble. Is that what you call it? Yeah. Any of them five that sang. I prayed for them. And I prayed for myself. And I knew that God was going to move upon that service. And I know that God is going to move upon this service. And I know that God is going to move every time that we gather together in His name. There He is in the midst of them. It's what it says. Praise God. And I'm so thankful that I can stand upon the promises of the Almighty God. And praise God. And just as I say, then I'm going to turn it over to the pastor. Praise God. I'm a-looking. My eyes is not what they used to be. I can't focus as good. But that don't matter. Spiritual eyes makes the difference. Praise God. And when I say I'm a-looking, praise God, I'm a-looking for this church to be full and running over. People can say what they want to, do what they will. But praise God, when I pray, I mean, like I say, I'm not bragging on self. But when I pray, praise God, I'm a-looking for something to happen. Praise God, without a shadow of a doubt. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. I think we ought to give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah. A doctor went on a missionary journey to Africa. He saw a man with cataracts. He asked him if he'd like to see. Of course, the man said yes. He took him into his surgery and removed the cataracts from his eyes. Didn't charge him anything. The man went his way rejoicing. The next morning, before the sun came up, the missionary heard noise on the outside of his residence. He looked outside, and just about as far as he could see, there were people standing there as the sun broke over the horizon and the day began to dawn. And he said, "Who are these people?" And standing right in front of all of them was the man that he had removed cataracts from his eyes the day before. And he said, "I told everybody that I knew that was blind, everybody that I knew that needed healing for their eyes, that you could make them see. And that's what they've come here for today." Amen. Every child of God that's had your sins washed away in the baptism of Jesus' name. Amen. Receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Have been filled with peace that passes understanding and joy that's unspeakable. Amen. We need to tell everybody that we see. Amen. Somebody can make you whole. Somebody can supersede happiness and put joy in your soul. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. I don't know if that doctor could heal everybody's eyes, but I know somebody that can forgive everybody's sin.
All right.
I know somebody that can heal everybody's life. I know somebody that can deliver everybody from the habits that bind them and set them free. Amen. Anybody know who I'm talking about tonight? Amen. Let's stand together for just a moment. Let's lift our hands and let's thank the